Okay, where are we going? Hello, this is Ray from Rooster Teeth and Achievement Hunter, and you're now listening to the RHSC podcast. I wrote it on the table because I couldn't remember it. Enjoy the show!
Hello, and welcome to RHSC number 13, Halloween edition-ish. I'm Emily Kraft here with Kelly Carter.
And Jesse Gibson.
And guess who's not in today? Susie.
And also, wait, thanks Ray for that awesome introduction.
Introduction, you're like...
Introduction.
Everybody says intro.
Yeah. Introduction.
Be cool, say intro.
No.
Norris English 11. Say what you
want. I gotta be like proper English here.
For once. The honors English kids have like the worst English in real life.
Yeah.
Especially for spelling.
Oh my god, you don't want to see me spell.
No, Kelly's seen me spell. I'm probably worse.
She spelled car wrong.
I spelled car wrong.
You spelled another three-letter word wrong too.
Yeah, we could probably have a contest.
No, we'd have to, like,
I'd lose.
We'd have to write an essay, and then just like whoever spells the most wrong in the essay. But it has to be like an essay like we don't know about it. So it's just like us writing normal essay, and then Kelly like checks it over.
Yeah, like, this is spelled
Kelly's
wrong.
Kelly's like
this
super
is
OCD
spelled
about spelling.
She's also OCD about anything else. It's like
anything else. When
my hood's flipped inside out, Kelly's like, "Mess it flip around!" I just like dive tackles you to get your.
Yeah, and then she flips it back.
I'm like, I wear it just to annoy you, Kelly.
I know. Oh. And you wonder why I always sit on you.
All these things with Kelly, they just have to be like so exact.
Yeah, I know. What's wrong with that?
It's
nothing, Kelly.
That would be just annoying. I think
we scared the cat. The cat ran away.
And oh my god, I discovered this like cut on my knee, and now what I want to do is rub it because it hurts.
Rub it.
And now it hurts more and stings, and there's was blood everywhere before.
How'd you get cut?
I don't know. This is why I discovered it.
That's like when I had my eye patch. Yes, I'm telling everybody. I had an eye patch last week. Because at work, I was opening like a bag, and there was chili flakes on top of it, but I didn't see them. And so I was like opening it, and then the chili flakes went in my eye.
Chili flakes pop eye.
And there was like, it hurt so bad, because they like burn your eye. And I almost had to go to the emergency, but I didn't.
It's a tough one.
So I just wore an eye patch to school. The pirate jokes never stop. Jesus Christ.
She didn't like my excuses.
Excuses for what?
For like how she got it.
Oh.
Because I said she got a paper cut across her eye, but she didn't like that one.
You know, like, I've gotten like someone's thrown their hands in the air and like their fingernails cut my eye.
Oh, don't say that.
Really?
Yeah.
On your actual eye?
Yeah. It heals though. You have no pain in like sensors in your eye.
You know what? That's
yeah,
proven wrong.
Yeah.
No, like
yeah.
Around the eyes you do, not your actual eyeball.
Tegan touched her eye the other day when I told her that and she said it hurt.
Don't do that!
It doesn't hurt!
Don't touch
For
your
anyone
eye.
Who could, because no one could see that, I just touched my eye and told everyone it didn't hurt.
It does.
Your
feel
phone's
it.
Ringing.
I don't know how to mute the phone. I don't.
Why
you don't answer
it up.
That's the butcher shop phone.
Oh.
It's in here because then when my dad comes into the house, then he can still answer it.
Is your dad here?
Yeah, he's in the butcher shop.
I felt like really awkward walking into your house. Okay, like, so Emily invited me and Kelly over, and then me and Kelly arrived together, and we walked to the front door and said, "Jesse and Kelly, let yourselves in.
And
watch TV
or
something.
I did something. I pet her cat."
And so then, as we're walking in, we're discussing how we feel like we're robbing her house. Then we were discussing how we were going to rob her house.
No. We can't tell her this.
Yeah, they're
going to
rob my house,
plan.
Apparently.
We were
going to
take your photo, your grave thing.
Yeah, we were like, I think you noticed.
Oh my god, that thing's so expensive.
I think you noticed.
I would so notice. I noticed right away.
We're going to hang your other laptop up and have the picture. You run down.
So, like, in my living room, I have, like, this special edition
Brave
painting. It's there's, like, only 78 of them or whatever. We got it from Disney.
It
says right there. And so, it's like beside it are like these two big candle holder things.
It
and like
says 95.
78. I can't read.
This is number 63 of 95.
Wow, guys.
62
of 95. Wow, guys. Okay. Anyway, so it's like it's in like this huge like place like in my living room. So they're gonna like steal it and replace it with a laptop.
Hanging up with the picture on? That you see it? Yeah. It'd be like,
you like taking a picture of that and like printed it out and just like laid it there.
No frame, nothing. Never mind.
No, you take a picture of the frame and the picture.
But then you can get the white paper around it.
You would cut it. Like,
it's like just one piece of paper.
You could notice. It would take me a while more to notice if we printed it out like perfect picture and stuck it up again.
I would still notice. Because it leaves a huge shadow around it. It leaves a huge shadow around it.
We take a picture of the shadow too.
Alrighty, guys.
Who do you think we are? We're not that stupid. Jesse's dying right there on the couch.
Jeez. Jess, do you want to talk about what we did last week after the podcast?
What did we do?
Where'd we go?
That's a good question.
I don't remember.
Castle Fun Park.
Yeah, we went to Castle Fun Park.
Well, I wasn't there, but I know.
Oh, it was
last 2 weeks ago. Last recording.
Okay, I was like, I don't think we actually got together last week, so I was like really stumped there.
We went to Castle Fun Park. We didn't talk about it on the podcast, so we went after.
Right, okay, so we went to Castle Fun Park, and then we went on the go-karts, but Susie was too short to ride.
Aww.
I was really disappointed.
Yeah.
Too short?
Someone's really gullible.
We have a picture of her. Okay. And it's like cut off at her, like her waist here, so you can see her waist up. And
Susie's like as tall as I am, so.
Yeah, no, and she's sitting underneath really this shelf that says, you have to be this ride to. And she's like wall sitting against it,
oh,
so she's
okay.
Shorter. And so then on like the Twitter feed, it's like a picture of her. She's like legit.
Yeah,
gonna ride.
It's like all over our Twitter. Or we were like tweeting so much when we were there. It was.
I wasn't.
I was thinking she's like as tall as us. And like how high? How tall do you need to be to ride a go kart?
You have to be like half our height.
Yeah,
you can't be like under 5 years old. That's it.
She was practically sitting on the ground.
Yeah. But it was really fun go karting. Susie was like, oh man, I love drifting around the corners. Susie voice. And I was like, Susie, yeah. I was like, when she just like drifted around the corner, she was just having a blast. When I play go-karts, then I play to win. I don't know about you, but I'm like, my foot never comes off
is
the
there
gas.
Is another way to play?
I was like putting around.
Yeah,
like,
apparently Jesse and Susie's way.
I'm like awesome.
Well, no, I actually like, I was trying to go, but then like the girl cut me off at the beginning, so I was like dead stop.
Awesome.
And so then I was like, go! And then my car didn't start. And then the guy had to come over and help me get the car started. It was really awkward.
Remember when we went to Palin, like the last for our field trip?
Yeah.
And then we went to the bumper cars, and I was like, okay, we've got to wait for the cat to open up.
Yeah. Okay, so there was like these bumper cars. It was like.
This is at the Playland, which is like at the Pacific National Exhibition, which is a huge.
Peony.
It's called the Peony. Everybody here calls it the Peony, but like nobody really knows what that is. It's like a huge fair.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Anyway, there was a cat bumper car, and I really like cats, so I was waiting for
obviously
that.
Yeah, and so there was
really
like
get to the other
there
one.
Was like two people in front of us and two people behind us, about 18 cars in the thing. Okay, so of course the girl in front of us picked the cat car.
More than two people
and,
in front of us.
And so then, of course, Kelly's like, "We're just gonna wait." I was like, we are not waiting. And we ended up waiting because if I didn't wait, I would be like punched in the face, tickled to death, and it would just wouldn't have happened. So
but
I just gave up.
I'm really good at bumper cars, so like I can start that thing like no one's business. Like, I'm a great driver.
I chose in the cat. She
when,
was so happy.
I'm great at driving cats. Not so much about cars, but
have you ever driven a car? I drove it.
I've never driven a car.
I've never driven a car, but I've driven a truck.
You're flipping scared of driving.
I'm so terrified.
In January, I get to drive.
That's scary.
Yeah. We're taking my driver test in Kamloops.
If you ever
why?
See Jesse on the road,
because like the day before, like the.
Can you stop interrupting us?
Okay, so
interrupting.
That was totally interrupting.
Yes,
no. So like the day that my birthday is the day before our my big swim competition, and we're driving up to Kamloops on that day because that's where the competition takes. Place. My mom's like, yeah, you just walk in and take your test there. Because it's not like I'm taking a driving test, I'm just taking my L test right in. So my mom's just like, take the Kamloops. And you can like, be like, yeah, I got my L in Kamloops. You can drive all the way home.
Yeah, my cousin-in-law, like he lived in Mexico for a really long time, and when he got his L, he pretty much just got some money to give the driver instructor some money, and he got his driver's license. Like, he didn't even have to take a test. And now he's really paranoid about getting his N here. Because, he's been driving for 5 years with his L. And he won't take his N because he's scared. Like, he'll fail. But then again, you've got to defend him.
My cousin is 21 and he has his N still. He's gotten his license like once in a lifetime.
Great,
she
doesn't want to sleep along my road.
Yep.
You watch Canada's Worth Drive when there's like a field.
Oh, have you ever seen Don't Drive Here?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's terrifying.
I get so anxious
and
watching that.
It was him on the bicycle. He's like, it's safe with his bike in the middle of the middle of the lane. I don't know what it was. It's like, it's safe with the bike in the middle of the street because it was Mongolia. The cars drive too close to the edge of the road, so if you're biking, bike in the middle of the lane.
Don't go to India, Mexico City, or Mongolia, because...
Or Russia.
Did it do Russia, too?
Yeah.
You can't go everywhere in Russia. Russia's such a huge place.
Just don't go there!
Which city? Don't go to Russia!
Don't go to India. Never.
Or Mongolia, that's pretty...
If you're gonna do that...
Okay, speaking of, Russia, we were watching, Family Feud fail answers in English class.
Oh my god, yeah!
Okay, the question was, what's Russia most known for?
Communism?
Russian.
No, it was the one that was... There was a case, at the end you have the fast money thing, right? So there was the one, it was his partner, was like, name a three animal that has three letters, and then he's like...
Cat.
Alligator.
No, that was the second one, right?
Yeah.
And then the first one, he was like, it was a four-letter animal, I think it was like toad or something. And then
he said alligator.
And then his partner goes, and he was like, name a three-letter animal, he's like, alligator.
Yeah, I saw
that. And he didn't even catch
frog, it was frog and alligator.
Oh, frog and alligator. And the guy who said alligator didn't even notice.
He's
and
like,
so,
alligator.
Yeah. Jeez. Oh my gosh, we were watching those. There was like a 15-minute video of this.
Yeah, we watched
and
it.
And it was like, what's the one thing a burglar doesn't want to see when he runs ahead?
Naked grandma! Because he says it so fast. Because he has to click the button. So he's standing there. And they're like, what's the one thing a burglar doesn't want to see when they break into a house? A naked grandma!
It's like, ah!
I think I'm more like a vicious attack dog. But, naked grandma.
I've seen one of those. I haven't seen the actual, the fails, but I've been watching one. There's one guy, what is the most used electronic thing in your house? And you think, lights, TV, and the guy's like, the toilet.
electronic.
It works in the power outage.
He was totally set on it. He's like, the toilet. Every time he's like, toilet. And we're like,
unless he has, a special electronic
toilet.
Yeah. I don't know what this is. Well, Lisa has one, but they work without the electricity because you can still just normally flush it if you want, but none of the fancy stuff works.
Does it have buttons for just movie flush?
Oh my gosh, you're watching this $1 million room when it was his bathroom and he had this toilet that you can plug your MP3 player into with this.
Weird. No, the Japanese toilet, they have six buttons. And it's like,
what do you need six buttons for?
One's if you went pee and they'll clean. If they it squirts water up
Great.
Your butt and cleans for you.
She has that at her house?
Yeah. And so then there's another button if you took a number two. And it's weird. I don't click any of them because I don't know what's going to happen. And I'd probably freak out.
You just stand up before and then you press the button.
Yeah.
What about this?
Do they not even have toilet paper in there anymore then?
Oh, they do.
Probably because they're scared of kids.
Well, they have lots of people over all the time.
So? That makes it mean they have to have this
No, then they have to have toilet paper. That's why they have toilet paper.
Can you imagine not knowing that and then just pressing it?
No, because they're on the sides. So if you're sitting on the toilet bowl and then they're right beside your butt.
Yeah.
They just move over it?
No. So they're right here. So you click them.
Oh,
so they're to the right.
It's like a little remote on
your TV. Yeah, it is.
So it's when you have to sit in a massage chair, you remember the thing.
Yeah, it's except it doesn't massage. Well, maybe it massages your butt if you're into that kind of stuff. But,
Why would you want a fancy toilet? It's just a toilet. You only spend 20 minutes on that day.
We were, okay, this is fun.
My family is spends at least an hour a day on that. It's because now you have, your phone, so you, go to the bathroom, you sit there, and you're on your phone for, 20 minutes.
Yeah, agreed. Most people, though.
Talking about massage chairs, then we went to the one and I was having this, like, $400 manicure and stuff. It was before my aunt's wedding, and so she wanted us with her. It was, like, manicure and pedicure. We were just sitting there. She was getting her hair done and
whoa,
stuff.
Whoa. It's called mani-pedi.
Anyways. English. Lit. Anyway, so...
You make that sound really cool, but it's English literature. Which is not cool.
Yeah. So, okay, so then I was sitting in the chair and they had this one, I guess I was too short, and the one that was supposed to, like, massage her upper back was, like, hitting the back of my head repetitively in the massage. And I couldn't figure out how to work the machine.
Yeah, I had
and
one.
And so I was, like, hitting random buttons, like...
I was, like, getting a pedicure. I've only gotten one pedicure in my whole life. And I was getting a pedicure, and I didn't quite know how to work the massage chair. And those people didn't speak English worth a crap. Okay?
Yeah, I know.
Like, because they're all like the Asians are really into nails. So, like, they couldn't speak English. And I have really bad lower back problems from rugby. So they would move to my lower back, and every time, like, the things would come down to my lower back, I would be like, and, like, lean really far forward, and she would, like, push me back, and I'd be like, no! I'd be like, turn this off! Like, just turn the whole massage chair off! Like, I don't even care! And she'd be like, oh, okay! And she'd, like, click it, and it, like, speeds up, and I'm like, no! Oh my god!
Turn up faster!
No, you understand that. Slower, slowing off.
That's on?
Already on.
Great, that's what you understand.
Oh, that's terrible.
Going back to the money thing, like you said, $400 for
yeah.
a penny. Yeah, my friend, she figured
well,
out...
it was like really expensive. Because my aunt, she was getting her hair done and stuff, so we just went there with her because she wanted people there. So it was me and my sister got to go in. I'm like, her sisters didn't get to go in, but like me and my sister did. We got done for free. It was like, we were just there with it. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, my friend, she found out, like, you can get these pills, and I guess when you eat them, they make your poo sparkly.
Like, they're probably just, like, sparkle pills, like, it releases sparkles
and,
into your
but
stomach.
But they're, like, $400 per, like, for a thing.
Dude,
so,
let's just make our own, like, come on.
Just stuff like glue.
No, not glitter. It'll, like, glue. No, you, like, get, like, the little sparkles, and we'll put them in little capsules. Those people. You just swallow them, and they're, like, it'll, like, open in your stomach, and then it'll go through your intestines, and you'll...
I don't know why I have a stomach ache, guys. It's, like, four things.
But my
glitter.
My friend told, like, she told my youth leader, and my youth leader told me this, and she said that the only reason she'd ever spend that amount of money on a pill was that she had to go...
Can you slow down? You're never want
to... I feel like you're going to interrupt me, that's fine. So then, like, she told me, and she said the only reason she ever spent, like, $400 on a pill was that she had to go get a hospital work done, and you had to, like, send in a sample, and then they go and look at it and be like, what is going on?
Dude, just, you don't need to do that then. You just sprinkle the glitter on the crack.
I think it made your poo look gold, not just scarlet.
Oh, jeez.
That'd be great. I would do
if
that.
It was, like, gold, then you could start, like, selling it in gold. Ew, so gross.
Here's gold, take
it. I have fish on the toilet, I promise you. Have you ever, like, swallowed a quarter and then have to, like, look
at
it?
No.
Have you swallowed a quarter?
No, but my brother has.
Oh, my I swallowed a tooth. I had a loose tooth once and I was eating, and then I swallowed it with my food.
Oh.
I never looked like
that. I did that.
I don't really care.
But okay. No, like, because my mom and dad, one who was younger, he wanted to make sure that he, like, pooped it out so it wasn't in his stomach. So they, like,
how did
he
swallow it?
He was playing with this, you know, little kids that like, cut everything in their mouth.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, you just swallowed it. And then he was like, okay. Sounds like a plan.
When our dad was younger, he swallowed the last band and he cut his bone for the longest time, which is the way he was sitting. We were like, what did he eat?
Why is
there a bone in here?
Like, all, like, your whole family's like sitting there staring at a turd. Like,
like, you're just sitting in the litter box, right? And we're like, what is going on? What can he eat? And he's small. What else can he eat? He's not so small.
Steve?
No. He's big. He's not as big as Rosie, but...
Like, Rosie is disordered. Like, she has major OCD. is terrible. Like, all... If you have clean hair, she'll lick it.
My Steve does that too. He licks my dad's head.
No, she licks everybody. She'll walk up on the edge of the couch, and she'll sit, and she'll grab your head on either side of her paws. And then she'll start licking it, and then she'll start, like, rubbing it against your head, but she'll just
do
everyone. And she has OCD with her own hair, so she doesn't have any hair on her belly, because she licks it all off. It's really weird.
Yeah, it's like my dog. She like you know, like the collarbone thing right here, like on the dog, right?
Yeah.
She like no 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 no.
And like trying to lick her elbow.
Oh yeah, she can. I can.
You wanna try?
No, I can't do
she
it.
She can't lick her elbow.
And so it's like no hair, like on the back of her like thing right there. She like licks it off.
Okay.
It's like rubbing it off.
There's a few topics I
want to
touch on.
Halloween? One of them, because it's
our
Halloween.
Yeah, so I'm going to do Halloween and stuff like that. So first I'm saying, after this, we plan to watch A Hero's Cosplay Marathon. It's going to be amazing. And because we're going to do our own cosplays, we're like, let's watch Hero's Cosplay.
My mom said I like, can go, but I haven't exactly told her yet.
Oh yeah, Jesse might come to PAX. So.
Yeah.
But not Kevin.
I'm not going.
Kelly's not into that.
I just stay in the internet. I don't go and actually meet the nerd.
Well, you.
Well, you guys. I don't have a choice.
So, we're going to watch Heroes of Cosplay.
It was really funny the other day. I was sitting at the dinner table. I forget what my brother said. There was really something really stupid. And I, like, snorted. And then my mom was like, do you do that when funny people? I'm like, when I start really laughing hard, it happens with, like, my tongue. I accidentally swallow my tongue. And then it happens. It's like. And it just happened. And so then it's like my.
I just realized I had a shower and I still smell like work.
And then it's like.
Smelling meat.
Yes.
It's okay, some of the meat smells.
Like raw.
Have you, did you get all your bones you needed?
No, no. I'm doing a science. We're doing a science experiment.
Yeah.
And science.
Not experiment.
About that?
Well, not experiment.
Project.
Project. Yeah. We have to make an atom.
Like a model of an atom.
A model of an atom, like with all the electrons and protons and. The electron orbitals, and I'm doing calcium. I'm gonna make it out of real bones.
We're doing
iron. No, we can tell the reason.
I'm gonna tell them what because so we did iron, and then therefore we got to frying pan.
No, we got to tangle.
No, we got a frying pan, and then we got a tangle.
Because she always carries a frying pan, and we had to have a reason for why we picked it, so we're like, oh, we can't do gold, because that's, like, flipping a huge amount of work, and we were going to do Pocahontas for that, but that's a different story.
So, their thing was they really wanted to have their whole project featured around something Disney.
Yeah, so we did tangle, because she's was carrying around a frying pan, so we're going to have, like, Pascal and Maximus with the neutrons and protons, and then Eugene gets Herbert.
And Blondie
has the electron. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, the hair is gonna light up. And her hair is gonna light up.
Oh, this can be an art project, not a science project.
Well, it's the song. And then we brought pipe cleaners. Oh, my life's complete. I haven't used pipe cleaners since like kindergarten.
Okay, so Halloween, because we're just all over the place. Halloween is my absolutely favoriteest holiday. I absolutely love it. You get to dress up, and you get to like put up awesome decorations, and then you get to walk around and get free candy.
But the best part is making a costume. Oh my gosh, I love making a costume.
I'm going to be a leaf pile of Halloween.
We're making it this weekend. Yeah. After we finish
the leaf pile.
Are you, is it going to stay like good enough to Halloween?
We're going
to
hot glue it. Hot glue them.
I brought a bag, okay. And then we're going to like... New leaf onto it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, also this podcast is actually coming out after Halloween.
It's okay though,
but
because
Yeah,
but like a lot of things it's going soon, like my song of the week is gonna be Monster Mash.
Do I finally get a song of the week?
Yeah, you can do it this week.
Okay, but also song of the week. Speaking of, we were like, okay, we're gonna do this cool thing where we do something every day of the week. Okay, we're kind of doing that, but not really. We're just going to do what we feel like doing. Just because of the fact that, like, the, like, game things, it took us a lot of work to make those, and they only got a few views, so we were like, probably not going to make those anymore.
I like Tuzzle Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuzzle Time Tuesday and Song of the Week are really easy, so we do those.
I like
post that one that we did for Tuzzle.
Yeah,
that's like good. It was also, like, last weekend, I dropped my phone in the pool.
Yeah, so it's hard for Jesse.
And so I usually do the Facebook stuff, but then like I could use a computer, but you know, like how old school is that? So
we need to rehome your iPod and your phone. Like those things are so abused. You drop them like every day.
Yeah, I know. Oh my gosh. Actually, my iPod doesn't look too bad. Phone case, on the other hand, it's like I have a case on my phone. Like the corners, the paint's chipped off and everything. It's really bad.
Yeah.
Okay, continue on with Halloween.
What are you going to be for Halloween, Jess?
It's a variation of Poison Ivy, the steampunk character. I've made everything except for the bodice because, you know, you have to put the bodice strips to keep it up, right? So I can't bend them. Like the hard stuff, like the bones usually.
The bones, yeah.
Yeah. But it's not.
It's plastic.
Yeah, it's plastic. Yeah. And so...
It's called boning, though.
Okay.
What is that picture?
Just like
creep.
Just wait, cause I wanna read this.
And so I've made everything, and I'm still working on it. It's gonna be a close call. Yeah, but I can come over on Wednesday, Thursday, because I'm awesome.
Yeah, they might come over on Halloween and party. But I'm gonna be a Day of the Dead bride, so I got like a wedding dress from the thrift store and
Valley Village.
Yeah, our local thrift store.
There's more than one here. We know for like Salvation Army and stuff, but
yeah. So I got like a wedding dress and I do all and I'm going trick or treating with like a huge group of people. That should be fun. Just they keep inviting more people. Like I usually just go with like we go all together at the same time, like every year. Yeah. And now they're just inviting so many people. Yeah, I go where, like, Kelly lives, because there's a lot of, it's like a
community. Oh, great, now they know where I live.
They're not focal. They don't know where that is.
You look a little silly.
I love how you guys put so much effort into your costumes, and then there's, you get a glue leaf on to people. Nine, like a leaf pile.
Yeah.
Hit the word to school.
I will scare people so bad. Can you just go up to a door and then be, like, crouched down, and go, candy. Give me candy.
Okay, so it's Halloween, so I wanted to read these two-sentence horror stories. Have you guys heard of these?
No.
Okay, so I've read these before, so I wanted to...
Are they funny or, like, scary?
Feral goat from 14 miles.
Jeez.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, don't look. I'm going to read them to you. Okay? Kelly's, like, sitting right beside us.
I can't get it.
Okay, ready? You get home tired after a long day's work. And ready for a relaxing night alone, you reach for the light switch, but another hand is already there. Dun dun dun! These are pretty great. Like,
so
I thought
you're
on
like
Tumblr.
Your shadow?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. You hear your mom calling you into the kitchen. As you're heading down the stairs, you hear a whisper from the closet saying, "Don't go down there, honey. I heard it too."
I think that was really creepy because it leaves a lot open and I was
like honey, like maybe it's that the mom's saying.
Yeah, like the mom's supposed to be in the closet or something and it's like, alrighty.
It'd be like Smeagol.
The doctors told the amputee he might experience a phantom limb from time to time. Nobody prepared him for the moments though when he felt cold fingers brush across his phantom
home.
No, it's you. My daughter won't stop crying and screaming in the middle of the night. I visit her grave and ask her to stop, but it doesn't help.
Like, what the
frick?
That would be...
I don't know.
There's a whole bunch. If anybody wants to look them up, these ones are on BuzzFeed, 12 absolutely terrifying two-sentence horror stories. Because, you know, we're absolutely terrified.
That mom one, I like...
That's really creepy, that one, yeah.
I'm, like, honestly just gonna, like, hide now. Oh, I was doing this all day. Hold on a second.
What?
I bet that. The whole day.
What'd you just say?
I bet that.
I bet that.
Oh.
It just
took me, like, 5 minutes to discover that you said, I bet that.
And then, like, I had, like, my, like, hood up, and then, like, my hoodie pulled, like, up over my nose, so only my eyes are visible. And then, like, my hands behind my back, so I was, like, running around the house like that, screaming, I got Nan!
Why?
Well, I don't know.
Then again, normal screaming to you for Jesse Gibson.
And so then, like, my brother and sister were, like, throwing things at me, like, spatulas.
Frying pans?
No, they answer frying pan.
Frying pan.
But yeah, it was a pretty successful morning. I managed to get everyone really mad at me.
Really successful, yeah.
Okay. So that's like all the time we have. But there's a few things that I wanted to say. We are working on getting a website together.
Hopefully, yeah.
I actually tried this weekend, but the person that was helping me do it didn't understand the whole concept of the RSS feed integrated into the website and stuff like that. So I've gone to somebody else. So we want to have the website up by Halloween, so it might be up before the episode comes out, but probably not happening.
Probably next episode we'll be celebrating again.
Yeah, probably the next episode, it should be up by the next episode, we hope, because we're running out of room on Podomatic. Yeah. So if we don't get a website, we kind of shut down.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah. We are going to be hanging out a lot recently, so follow our Twitter and like Facebook, because we'll tweet and Facebook about it.
Okay.
Just having a blast on Halloween and stuff.
Halloween dance, you can bring your phone. The Halloween dance.
Oh yeah, we have a Halloween dance that I helped plan. The theme is actually my idea. Yale's Paranormal Penitentiary.
Did I tell you that my dad got me a real guard?
Yeah. The decorations have been a bitch to me.
What's the front hall?
Huh?
What's the front hall there?
You mean like the lobby?
Yeah.
I'm doing the lobby. I'll tell you about it later.
Okay.
It's a huge process. Alrighty. So shout out to Susie Biedman, who's not here. Just kidding. Shout out. thanks to Ray for that awesome intro. So what? And yeah. Cheer yourself. I hope y'all had a great Halloween. Tell your friends about us because we're pretty cool. Alrighty.
Bye.